Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
Now, usually Marie will be doing this, but as we heard on Friday, she's away on her sister-in-law, soon-to-be sister-in-law's hen party. So Emer stepping in to Maria's leopard skin pumps to tell us what is on your screen.
I wish I was Maria, because she did send us a photograph on Saturday morning of something called a Barbie, definitely didn't look like a Diet Coke to me. So she's having a way better time than us.
Oh, amazing. I can't wait to hear the stories when they all come back. But yes, Emer, what have you seen and spotted around the place that we should all be looking at?
Well, I'm going to kick off with something sports related, because you know I have my alter ego, Sports Emer.
Sports Emer. Oh, she surprises us every now and again, but comes in with like these absolute like left of center comments about where did Sports Emer learn this?
Well, sometimes it just sits in my brain.
What is it
there
now?
Was big golfing news last night. So Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy won the Zurich Classic in New Orleans.
The lads.
Absolutely amazing. I was watching a bit of it now. The only bit I saw that was in any way entertaining to me was two egrets fighting on the golf course. Got to cheer in the pub. That's the only reason I was watching the golf last
week. Are you sure they were fighting? Or is that something sometimes we tell kids?
I know, they covered
their
eyes.
Those dogs are fighting with each other.
A pair of hands and whatever. I was like, no, they're just fighting. Look away, look away. But whatever it went in, that's great. But the real moment of the whole event, and this video is going viral on Instagram and Twitter this morning, is Rory McIlroy is belting out Don't Stop Believing. So I have a little clip for you.
Oh, amazing. To be fair to that crowd,
I've heard worse.
And if you got a crowd at EP singing that loud, you'd be over the moon. That's unbelievable.
It was like an after party, I think. So there was a band and there is a singer singing with Rory McIlroy, but Rory McIlroy, no, I've heard worse.
Did great.
And Shane Lowry is there as well. He's just wetting himself laughing. I didn't even have a microphone. He has a bottle of something in his hand, no microphone, and then at one point they have an Irish flag and they throw it into the crowd and
amazing.
Everyone goes berserk.
Amazing.
They are having, I saw another video of the two of them walking around afterwards like sipping Diet Coke. They're just having the time of their lives, so more power to them.
Definitely something in the Diet Coke.
It's definitely worth
congratulations to the lads. That's amazing for Ireland.
For them.
And particularly as Rory has explained, you heard it in Phil's Sports Bulletins, that like they've been friends for so long. For the two of them to win this together is just such an amazing
story. It's such a fun thing to get to spend the entire... They just went and had a golfing weekend and got presumably a load of money and a trophy.
A load of money and a trophy and a title and all those things,
Well, I'm actually going to stick with Irish success because I'm going to give you a recommendation of something that's coming to Netflix on Wednesday.
Okay.
If you've missed it. It's not new, but it just won a rake of IFTAs. It's Kin. You know, the RTE drama.
Kin's going to Netflix.
Yeah, and I think it reminds me a bit of... I remember Maria a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it was on or off air, actually, because we were talking about mentioned cleaning up the ITV series.
Yes.
So that was a similar thing. That was on ITV for a series to find out. Kin was big here.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's on, cleaning up is on Netflix and it's exploded. And I think this is what's going to happen to Kin because it was huge. It was on the BBC and RTE.
Well, that'd be great because I remember we were in Australia for the Women's World Cup last summer and... One of the nights, we came home late, probably from the match, actually, and one of the Aussie guys who we were working with was settling down with a beer on the couch. He was like, I'm just going to watch this show. It's called Kin. And we were like, Kin? He's like, yeah. He didn't know anything. He just saw, like, crime drama Kin. Didn't know it was Irish. Didn't know it was anything. We were like, that's the Aviva. That's the... He's your man from Game of Thrones. And he was like, oh, this is amazing.
Start
he sat down. Jamie watched
blind,
the whole thing.
Steve. I was like, it's been 3 weeks, Dave.
I don't even think it was 3 weeks at that point.
It was day one.
But that's the thing. But it's the kind of thing where... Something showing up on Netflix like that, coming up in the crime, true crime, or not true crime, but the crime drama section, can all of a sudden get a complete new lease of life.
Absolutely. And I missed it the first time, whereas this time around, and because there's been so much hype about it since, there's two series. So
that's
I just,
right.
And I don't know, but there's question marks around a third. But like, it was one of those shows that was always on Sunday. My parents watched it.
Yeah.
Actually, Nikki got my boyfriend got really weirdly into it for a while over Christmas, and then came home and I wasn't watching it, so just never finished it.
Okay.
But now I'm looking at it going, I'm going to add that to my little watch list.
There you go. You've loads to do,
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you, this is something I did over the weekend, and if you're like me and you're coming into... How do I frame this? I want to say summer wardrobe, but we all know that's nonsense.
Well, in April in Ireland, yes. However, I will point out, and this has got nothing to do with anybody except the three people sitting in the studio. This studio's air conditioning is broken today.
I'm boiling.
We are sweating. Now, I will say, I'm in a t-shirt. Jess is in a t-shirt. Emer's still in the cardigan.
Yeah.
You pulled the sleeves up.
I'm also wearing a polo neck.
And you're wearing a polo neck. So I can't think of any other human.
You know, I'm
who's as hot flushy as Emer.
If my cardigan sits above my elbows then, and isn't down over my hands like a 90s boy bander, I'm slightly warm.
This studio is currently summer Tenerife. Like, I would say it's definitely 26 degrees.
Yes, you have a thermometer.
What thermometer?
It's 28.6
degrees. We're sitting here sweating. I just went into the bathroom and realised, oh my God, it's so nice when the air is normally...
When you walk into the studio, it's like when you get off of a flight in a hot country and you get hit with
that thing of heat. Like.
But I'm taking my really heavy jumpers and putting them away. But I was in Penny's over the weekend and I spotted these and they're a game changer for like winter coats and stuff. Hanging vacuum bags. I didn't
know
they were a thing.
Vacuum bags.
Yeah, so they're like the normal vacuum bags. You seal everything up. So I put in like my fancy dresses I'm not going to wear, blah, blah, blah. And put them in, and it has a hanger on it. So now they hang in my wardrobe. So I don't have a huge amount of storage space.
That's
they have to
genius.
Go in the wardrobe somewhere. I know, and like £4.
So because like the one thing about those vacuum bags is you always need to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
So like, look, we have under bed storage in our gaff, but it's so full of duvets and cushions, and granted, all of my football jerseys. But like, it's kind of hard once you do vacuum. You're like, I don't know where to put them.
And you think in your head, you're like, I'll just vacuum it and be like the smallest little thing.
Size of an easy single.
Yeah, this is my little cube. It's my floppy disk of clothes and you vacuum pack it and it's not.
No.
So yeah, the hanging ones are great. Highly recommend.
Smart.
I have two. I'm now maybe considering just vacuum packing all my clothes and just try to save space because then I can buy more clothes. It's a vicious circle.
Yeah, you definitely need more polo necks for this roasting studio.
Could I just throw things out? No.
No chance. Nobody can do that.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.